愿大家平安。
May peace be with you.
今天早上从腓立比书跟大家一起来学习超越的人生。
Today we would like to study from the book of Philippians the topic of a transcendent life.
我们每一个人只能够活一次。
We only have one life to live.
那生命很宝贵。
Life is precious.
那我们要怎么来过我们的一生这个值得我们用心来思考。
And it is worthy of our exploration how to live a meaningful life.
如果我们活得很久。
If we could live a long life.
让我们看我们周围的人。
And we see those around us.
我们会发现差不多每一个人的生活方式都差不多。
We will find that everybody lives a pretty similar lives.
因为圣经里面讲日光之下没有新事。
The Bible tells us there is nothing new under the sun.
所以我们的一辈子几岁要做什么几岁要做什么大概都是一样。
So we roughly all do the same things at different stages of our lives.
因为我们活在这个世界上大家都受到文化跟传统的影响。
We are all influenced by our culture and our traditions.
所以到最后我们的观念跟我们的生活是连在一起的。
So our thoughts and our lives are all interconnected.
那信仰带给我们什么好处？
So what benefit does our faith serve?
信仰就是要在我们的心中有神的话，有神本身进到我们里面。
Faith puts the word of God into our hearts.
这个好像什么？
What is this like?
好像软体在更新。
It is like a software update.
你这个头脑从世界上文化传统来的软体，渐渐把它更新到从神来的软体。
So our minds may originally have all the cultures and ways of traditions of the world, but we keep updating the software till it's more like God.
那一旦这个想法更新，我们生活就改变了。
And when we change our way of thinking, then our lives will change.
那如果我们在一个公司里面上班很久，
When we've worked at a company for a long time,
我们常常会发现换老板常常整个工作环境文化会改变。
We often discover that a company completely changes whenever there is a change of CEO.
那对世界上人来讲，谁是我的老板？
So who is our boss in this world?
我就是我自己的老板。
I am my own boss.
那信耶稣就是换老板。
When we come to believe in our Lord Jesus, we change bosses.
从受洗那一天
，From the day of baptism,
我不属于我自己。
I'm no longer my own.
我是属于主耶稣。
I belong to the Lord Jesus.
那当我们心中的最深处那个老板换了
，When the boss changes in our innermost depths,
我们整个的生活内容方式会改变。
Then the way we live our lives will completely change.
所以信仰对一个人改变的力量非常的大。
So faith has an immense power to transform us.
那我们信仰的中心人物就是主耶稣。
The center of our life of faith is Jesus Christ.
所以我们的一生就是要学习主耶稣的事学习主耶稣。
We spend our entire lives learning about our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们来看哥林多前书十一章的第一节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1.
哥林多前书十一章的第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1.
请你读。
Verse 1. Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
这个地方说你们要效法我好像我效法基督。
To hear it says, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
我们效法基督有两个方式。
There are two ways for us to imitate Christ.
第一个我们就是直接去读四福音。
First, we can learn by reading the four Gospels.
马太、马可、路加、约翰。
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
然后看主耶稣一生讲过什么。
And we can study the words of Jesus Christ.
他做过什么。
We could study his actions.
他怎么生活。
We can study how he lived.
那用这一些知识一直在更新我们的想法。
And then we use this knowledge to transform our thought process.
那我们的生活会一直在改变。
And our lives will change.
主耶稣在世界上被人看成他没有什么。
Jesus Christ was seen as a nobody in this world.
没有钱。
He had no money.
没有家世背景。
He had no family background.
没有受什么教育。
He wasn't educated.
没有什么加成美容。
There was nothing to be glorified about.
那世界上如果一个人这样的人 这个还算什么？
没有人会注意的。In this world, he would be someone who received no notice.
但是主耶稣是一个最深奥的人。
But Jesus Christ was a man of mystery.
因为他是神成为人在地上。
Because he was God transformed to man in this world.
他讲的话是真理。
And he spoke truth.
永远不会改变。
A truth that will never change.
所以我们在想他讲的话，他做的事情，然后他的生活。
So when we think about his words and actions in his life,
那我们一直调整，我们就一直在成长，在进步。
We can compare and change ourselves and improve ourselves.
那第二个我们要效法主耶稣的方法。
The second way to imitate Christ.
因为主耶稣有很多的门徒。
Now, Jesus Christ had many disciples.
很多都是跟从过主耶稣。
Many followers.
那我们就看他们对主耶稣的认识。
We can study their understanding of Christ.
然后他们怎么效法主耶稣，他的生活是怎么样的改变。
We can study how they transform themselves by imitating Christ.
那我们就可以知道我们的生活会怎么改变。
And from there, we can see how we should change our own lives.
所以这里保罗说你要效法我。
So here Paul says, imitate me.
效法主保罗什么？
How do we imitate Paul?
就下一句，像我效法基督一样。
Just as I also imitate Christ.
所以保罗信耶稣以后，他只有一个目标。
So after coming to believe, Paul only had one goal.
要效法基督。
To imitate Christ.
把主耶稣在生命中活出来。
To live out Christ.
那我们现在从腓立比书来看保罗效法主耶稣的生活是怎么样。
So let us now look at the book of Philippians to see how Paul imitates Christ.
我们现在看腓立比书第一章。
Turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第一章的十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 12. But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. 13. So that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to the rest that my chains are in Christ. 14. And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear.
然后我们再看18节。
Let's jump to verse 18. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice. Yes, and will rejoice.
这里是保罗在提到他自己然后如果我们看十二节我所遭遇的事他遭遇什么事？
So in verse 12, he also says the things which have happened to me. So what happened?
我们看十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
就是我受的捆锁。
That I have been bound.
就是他被关到监牢里面。
In other words, he was imprisoned.
我们活在这个世界上环境跟心境是连在一起的。
So our hearts and our environment are connected.
我们想想看如果环境改变好了。
So if our environment improves.
我们整个心境就变成非常好。
Then our hearts will be better.
笑脸常开，很快乐。
Then we will be full of joy and laughter.
但是如果你看到一个人心情不好。
But when we see someone in a bad mood.
常常你在深入跟他谈可能他的环境在改变。
And you talk with him, you realize that it's because there's something in his environment.
所以环境会影响心境。
So our environment will impact our mood.
这个是世界上大部分人的体验。
I mean, that's what most people experience.
但是如果我们看保罗在写腓立比书。
But when we look at Paul while he writes the book of Philippians,
从第一章一直到最后一章,
from the first chapter to the last,
充满着喜乐,
we see that he's full of joy.
那他的环境在哪里呢?
Where was he?
他是在监牢里面。
He was in prison.
那为什么活在监牢里面,他的心境会充满着喜乐呢?
How could he be full of joy while in prison?
这就是因为他有信仰。
It was because he had faith.
他信主耶稣。
He believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他用他的信仰来看他周围的环境。
He uses his faith to view his environment.
所以他就能够超越他周围所面对的环境。
So he can rise above his current environment.
那在这个很不好的环境里面，他有感受到神的同在。
He can experience God's abundance in this bad environment.
所以 环境是在监牢里面。
So, yes, he was in prison.
哦，但是人的心有神同在，那就是天国。
But he had God's abidance in his heart, so it was still like heaven.
哦，所以这样的一种超越环境的体验，哦，是世界上很难找到的。
It is very hard to see any other instance where we can rise above our situation.
这个是我们信仰常常可以体验得到。
But we can experience this often in our faith.
好，那在我们刚刚读的圣经里面，我们看保罗在传福音受苦当中，他很喜乐。
In the passage that we just read, we can see how Paul rejoices whilst preaching the gospel.
而且在受苦当中，他很感谢。
And he gives thanks in the midst of his suffering.
这个就是超越苦难。
This is what it means to rise above the suffering.
啊，那我们今天呢？
How about us today?
我们来想，我们受苦有没有办法很喜乐？
Let us think, can we rejoice in the midst of our suffering?
我们受苦当中有没有办法感谢神？
Can we thank God while we suffer?
那我们就先看保罗的体验，然后再想到我们自己。
So let's first look at Paul's experience, then think about ourselves.
为什么他在受苦当中他可以感谢神？
So how is he able to thank God while he is suffering?
我们回到刚刚读的12节。
Let's look back at verse 12.
我所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺。
That the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel.
我们如果爱一个人。
If we love someone.
你会发现这个人在成长就是我们的喜乐。
We will find that we find joy when this person grows.
好像说父母爱孩子。
For example, when a parent loves a child,
你看那个孩子一直在进步，这个就是父母的喜乐。
It is a joy to see this child grow.
养孩子是很辛苦的。
It takes a lot of work to raise a child.
但是看到孩子的成长，这就是辛苦的一个报偿，就很喜乐。
But our reward is seeing our child grow.
那我们传福音其实就是在生养孩子。
And when we preach the gospel, it is as though we are raising a child.
如果我们真的有主耶稣的爱。
If we truly have God's love,
你会看到一个人很乐意到教会里面来查考道理，因为非常的喜乐。
We will rejoice when we see someone who willingly and joyfully come to the church to learn God's word.
他也不是你亲戚，不是你的朋友，为什么他到教会你很喜乐？
That person isn't your family or isn't our friend. So why would you be happy to see this person?
因为我们有主耶稣的爱。
It is because we have God's love.
那看到一个人来信耶稣，我们知道他会得福气。
Now, when a person comes to believe, we know that they will be blessed.
他会得救。
They will be saved.
所以即使我们很辛苦那个结果就是我们的安慰，就是我们的喜乐。
So even though it may take so much effort on our part, when they bear fruit, that is our comfort.
所以在《使徒行传》里面记载彼得传福音。
The book of Acts records how Peter preaches the gospel.
然后后来就被抓去逼迫。
And eventually he was persecuted.
然后把他打了一顿。
He was whipped.
然后就把他放出来。
And then he was released.
如果今天我是彼得，我们会怎么想？
If we were Peter, what would we think?
有时候我们常常会觉得，我传福音主耶稣没有保守我被打了一顿，下一次不传了。
Well, you would think, well, God didn't protect me while I was preaching the gospel. I'm not going to do it anymore.
但是彼得的想法不是这样子。
But that's not how Peter thought.
他被打了，然后被放出来。
So he was beaten and he was released.
彼得非常的高兴。
Peter was very happy.
我们看第五章，使徒行传第五章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 5.
第五章的40节、41节。
Chapter 5, verse 40 and 41.Verse 40, and they agreed with him, and when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. 41, so they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
这里讲他们离开公会就是被打的地方，心里很高兴。
So they left the location of their whipping and they rejoiced.
因为配算是配为这个名受辱的。
Because they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
所以大家都很希望活得很快乐。
Everyone wants to live a happy life.
但是世界上告诉你快乐怎么来的。
And what does how do we live a happy life according to this world?
就是钱要赚多。
Well, we have to make lots of money.
快乐就是花钱。
Joy comes from spending money.
但是这个快乐有限。
But this kind of happiness is limited.
哦，所以有一天你的有钱，你也没有快乐。
There will come a day when you can have money but no happiness.
那就要找刺激。
Then now you have to seek excitement.
要喝酒。
You need to drink.
吸大麻。
You might need to smoke.
再来不刺激，要用药。
Then you need to take some drugs.
哦，所以人如果以追求快乐为目标，有一天你会发现不是很快乐。
So if the pursuit of happiness is your ultimate goal, one day you'll find that you're not happy.
那有一个方式能够让你活着很喜乐。
But there is another way that where you can live a joyful life.
就是为主耶稣这个名啊来付出，来受苦。
It is to suffer and to work for the name of Jesus Christ.
比方说啊，灵恩布会灵恩布道会将到了。
For example, the spiritual convocation is coming.
如果我们非常爱教会
，If we really love the church，
我们有主耶稣的爱
，And we have God's love，
我们看到教会里面没有慕道者，你会喜乐吗
？Would you still be happy if you see that there are no truth seekers？
如果我们没有主耶稣的爱，这个跟我们没有关系啊。
If we have no love of Christ， then this has nothing to do with us。
如果我们有主耶稣的爱，我们觉得好像缺乏什么。
But if we possess God's love, then we'll feel that something's missing.
但是倒过来想
On the other hand,
如果我们大家尽量去传福音
If we all put our best effort to preach the gospel,
要慕道者到教会来
And we invite truth seekers to our church,
慕道会做了很多慕道朋友
And there are many truth seekers who sit during our evangelical services,
爱主耶稣的心就得到满足
Then our heart that's of God's love will be fulfilled.
因为有慕道者就表示他们 有被神拣选的可能
Because truth seekers have the, may actually be chosen by God
有一天他们就会体验神的恩典
And one day they may experience God's grace
会得圣灵
They may receive the Holy Spirit
会受洗
They may receive baptism
一个人得到救恩我们参与圣工有付出的人是最喜乐的
And it is the greatest joy for us to be able to participate in someone's salvation
那这个是超越环境的
AndThis supersedes our environment.
但是我们要付出。
But we have to put in our effort.
常常要受苦。
We may have to suffer.
我们的心就很喜乐。
And then our heart will be filled with joy.
那如果我们回到腓立比书。
If we return back to the book of Philippians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
14节。
Verse 14.
那主里的弟兄因我受的苦楚就笃信不疑越发的放胆传讲神的道。保罗一个人被逼迫。
So Paul was one person who was being persecuted.
那好多人看到保罗，哇，这个保罗这个人好像癫狂一样。
And many people saw Paul and thought this man is insane.
在世界上的条件，他什么都有。
He had everything according to this world
standards. 但是今天为着传主耶稣
，But today for the sake of preaching Christ,
什么都没有。
He's lost everything.
而且。为着主耶稣的名被下到监牢。
And now he's in prison for the name of Jesus Christ.
那我们是什么呢
？Who are we？
我们都没有为主耶稣做什么。
We haven't done much for Christ.
所以保罗的榜样感动了好多人。
Paul's example moved many people.
所以大家就更热心传福音。
And so they were even more zealous in preaching the word.
这个就是保罗的喜乐。
And that is Paul's joy.
所以今天。如果我们在教会里面，我们的投入付出，带动更多人来爱主耶稣。
So today, if our efforts motivate others to work more,
那我们看到教会有更多人爱主耶稣，我们的心是何等大的满足
啊！ And wouldn't we be very satisfied in our hearts when we see others motivated to work as well?
那这个是超越环境的。
And this surpasses our environment.
不是你有钱才有。
Doesn't require wealth.
我们有基督的心，我们愿意去做，我们就会有体验。
If we have the heart of Christ and we're willing to do the work, then we will experience this.
好，那我们再看腓立比书的第一章。
And let's turn back to Philippians chapter 1.
好，我们刚刚读的，18节。
Verse 18.
好，福音被传开，我就欢喜。
That I rejoice in the preaching of the gospel.
而且要感谢，前面里面有他的感谢。
So he says he gives thanks and he rejoices.
所以保罗第一个超越就是他能够超越环境。
So Paul was first able to surpass his environment.
在监牢里面可以感谢。
He could rejoice while in prison.
在监牢里面他可以 喜乐。
He could rejoice while in prison.
这个时候，我们可以学习的。
This is worthy of our study.
好，我们现在回来看，腓立比书的第一章。
Let's turn back to the Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章的23节到24节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 23 and 24. Verse 23.
Yeah.
For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. 24. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. 25. And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith.
这里保罗说，我在两难之间。
So here he says that I'm hard pressed between two places.
这个两难是什么？
And what are these two places?
我是活着好呢，还是死好呢？
So is it better for me to live or for me to die?
对我们大部分人来讲，
For most of us,
如果一个人不想活下去，
If a person doesn't want to live,
他想要死，
And wants to die,
一定是因为他活得很痛苦。
Then it must be because living is suffering.
所以有时候我们就看一个信徒癌症的末期。
Sometimes when we visit members who are in their end stages of cancer,
活得很辛苦。
Their life is difficult.
有时候我们会帮他祷告，主啊，你如果真的是你的旨意求你接受他的灵魂，减少他的痛苦。
And we will pray that, Lord, if this is your will, please take him so that he can reduce his suffering.
这个是世界上一般人的选择。
And that is usually the choice that we make.
但是保罗在这里他觉得死很好。
But here Paul says that it would be good for me to die.
不是因为他在监牢里面很痛苦。
Not because he is suffering in prison.
而是他的死是充满着盼望。
But rather because his death is full of hope.
那个盼望是什么？
What is his hope?
我们刚刚读到23节。
Verse
23. 离开世界与基督同在，这是好的无比的。
It's because the desire to depart to be with Christ, which is far better.
好的无比啊。
So better beyond comparison.
死是好得无比的。
For him to die is better beyond comparison.
为什么死是好得无比呢？
How is that?
死就埋在土里面了，什么好得无比呢？
You die and you're buried, so how could it be better beyond comparison?
因为死好像一扇门，你穿过这一扇门，你就到天国了。
Because for him to die is entering through the door that takes him to heaven.
那天国有多好？
And how good is heaven?
神有多好，天国就有多好。
So heaven is as good as how God is good.
那神有多好？
How good is God?
你讲不出来。
It is indescribable.
因为这是灵界的存在。
Because it is in the spirit.
灵界的存在不是物质界能够形容的。
It is the spiritual existence cannot be described by physical things.
有时候我们要形容一个地方很好，你就用另外一个地方的好来形容。
So sometimes when we are trying to describe how good a place is, we'll use another place to compare.
但是你不管怎么形容都是物质界的。
But no matter how we describe, it's always in comparison to a physical place.
那圣经里面讲天国是心里没有想过的。
But the Bible tells us that heaven is unimaginable.
是你眼睛没有看过的。
It is something that we have never seen.
你如果讲得出来就不够好。
If we can describe it, it is not good enough.
天国是这么好。
That is how good heaven is.
充满着荣耀。
It is full of glory.
充满着神的爱。
Full of God's love.
充满着平安。
Full of peace.
充满着喜乐。
Full of joy.
一切都是完美的。
Everything is perfect.
这个是神为我们预备的。
That is what God has prepared for us.
所以他觉得如果我现在可以死那是好得无比的。
So if I can die now, it is far better.
他已经超越死亡。
He has surpassed death.
但是他觉得我不会死。
But he thinks I cannot die now.
为什么不会死？
Why not?
我们来看，回来看。
Let's turn back.
24节。
Verse 24.
我在肉身活着是为你们更要紧。
Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you.
为什么我活着对你们很重要？
So why is it important for him to continue living?
如果我们再看下面一节。
Let's look at the next verse.
我这样相信，就知道仍要住在世间，叫你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
So,
这个就是为什么他觉得他不会死。
Verse 25 is why he knows that he will not die yet.
因为神还有工作要叫他做。
Because he knows that God still has work for him to do.
所以教会的圣工不要推。
So do not push off holy work.
圣工是一种恩典。
Because holy work is a blessing.
圣工是一种机会。
Holy work is an opportunity.
有一天你头脑稍微塞住了。你身体心脏塞住了，你就没有办法服侍。
One day when you have a brain block or your health is limited, then you can't do the work.
那如果神还有工作给我们做
，But when God still has work for you to do,
我们怎么知道神有工作让我做
？How do we know that God has work for us?
有时候就是借着教会。
It's often through the church.
这教会安排你。
Church will arrange for
you. 那你就知道神还要用我们。
Then you know that God still wants to use you.
如果神要用我们，
If God wants to use us,
你再大的车祸，生再重的病，不会死。
You can experience the biggest car accident or the biggest bout of illness, you still won't die.
为什么？
Why?
因为生死在神。
Because life and death belongs to God.
那神还有工作要你做，你不会死。
So you won't die so long as God still has work for you to do.
所以保罗他觉得他不会死，为什么？他知道神还有工作给他做。
So Paul doesn't think that he will die yet because he knows that he still has work to do.
那这个工作是什么
？What is this work？
叫你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
So to that I shall remain continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith.
就是帮助信徒。信仰能够成长。
So his work is to help the members grow in their faith.
那信仰成长，喜乐就增加。
And when their faith grows, then joy will increase.
所以这个很奇妙这个信耶稣的喜乐增加，不是说你信耶稣以后公司职位更高，收入更大，什么东西更好更多，不是这个东西啊。
So this joy is miraculous. It doesn't come from coming to believe and you get a better job and you achieve more success.
当然这些都会体验到。
Of course, those can happen.
但是信仰的喜乐是什么？
However, joy in faith.
我们跟神越来越亲近。
Is happens when we draw nearer to God.
神住在我们里面。
When God dwells in us.
我们住在神里面。
And we live in Christ.
我们跟神关系越来越合一。
When we are one.
这个就是我们的喜乐。
That is our joy.
所以保罗觉得我活着，我能够让大家信仰进步，所以我还会活着。
So Paul thinks I will continue living because I can still help people's faith.
他已经超越生跟死。
So he has risen above life and death.
死很好，如果可以选，我现在可以上去。
So to die is good. If I can make my own choice, then I would go up into heaven.
活着也不错。
But living is also pretty good.
因为活着，我可以侍奉神，帮助别人信仰成长。
Because if I am alive, then I can still work for God and help others' faith grow.
如果这个真理灌到我们内心
，So if this truth enters our heart,
我们的软体更新了
，and we update our software,
我们的生活方式会改变的
，then we will change how we live.
那我们回来看腓立比书的第一章。
Let's turn back to Philippians chapter 1.
第一章的二十一节。
Chapter 1, verse 21. 21. For me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
我活着就是基督。
For me, to live is Christ.
主耶稣活在世界上要做什么？
What did Jesus Christ do when he was in this world?
第一个，他周游各城各乡，宣讲天国的福音。
First, he traveled to many villages and cities to preach the gospel.
第二个,
Second,
他牧养神的羊。
He took care of God's sheep.
所以我活着就是基督，就是把主耶稣在世界上所做的事情，借着我的侍奉，把它做出来。
So to live in Christ means that we teach his servitude.Or he teach Christ through our servitude.
那如果这样，我死了就有益处。
And if that is the case, then to die is gain.
死有什么益处
？What's to gain?
就是我们刚刚讲回到天国。
Well, the gain is we get to go back to heaven.
与神同在。
And we can be one with God.
领受奖赏。
And receive our reward.
那这样的生活，用属天的观念过属世的生活，这个是超越的。
So.We need to rise above and live our life here as if we were up in heaven.
所以人活在世界上信耶稣绝对不是要达到我们个人在地上的理想。
So when we believe in Christ and live in this world, it is not so that we can achieve the worldly ideal.
这可能是我们短暂的一个目标。
That may be our short-term goal.
但是我们深入到信仰里面。
But when we go to the depths of our
faith, 最后的目标就是把主耶稣活出来。
The ultimate goal is to live out Christ.
到最后能够到天国领受奖赏。
So that we can receive our reward in heaven.
这是保罗的超越。
And that is how Paul has risen.
超越生死。
Yes.Risen above life and death.
好，那我们再回来看。
Let's look again.
腓立比书的第三章。
At Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter
3. 第七节。
Verse 7. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ.
第八节
Verse 8 Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and counted them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith.
好，在第七节第八节里面
So in chapters...Verse 7 and verse 8.
我们可以看到保罗已经超越世界。
We see that Paul is now has risen above life and death.
世界是很有吸引力的。
So the world is quite attractive.
但是世界如果跟主耶稣相比。
However, in comparison to Christ.
这里讲这个世界是粪土。
Then the world is rubbish.
不是世界没有价值。
It's not to say that the world has no value.
是主耶稣的价值太大了。
But rather that the value of Christ is even too great.
所以我将万事当作有损。
So I have counted all things as loss.
然后第七节。
Verse 7.
我先前与我有益的现在因基督都当作有损。
But what things were gained for me, these I have counted loss for Christ.
他还不认识耶稣以前，他觉得什么对他是好的呢
？So what did he consider good before coming to know Christ？
就是从第五节一直到第六节。
It's recorded in verse 5. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee.Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness, which is in the law, blameless.
在当时腓立比教会有一些所谓假的使徒，他不是主耶稣差遣，他是自己当使徒的。
So there were some false apostles in the church of Philistine. They were Philippi. They were self-appointed apostles.
那这一些人他是靠肉体。如果我们看第四节。
So in verse 4, we can see that these people had confidence in the flesh.
英文叫 confident in the flesh, 就是从肉体外在的条件所带来一种信心。
So their faith and their confidence came through their qualifications.
那保罗讲如果要比这些外在的，我比你还强。
Paul says, if we want to compare qualifications, then I am even better than you.
然后他想，你有的我都有啊。
I have everything that you have.
但是我有的你不一定有啊。
I have things that you don't have.
所以你为什么自己称作使徒呢
？So how can you call yourself an apostle?
那保罗讲这些，他不是要自夸。
And he says these things not to glorify himself.
他是要证明神在他身上改变他的恩典。
But rather to show how God has changed him.
所以过去他这些东西，现在信耶稣，这个都没有用了。
So now that he has come to believe in Christ, all these qualifications are rubbish.
这会影响他去追求主耶稣。
And it affects how he pursues Christ.
所以他就把它放在一旁。
So he put aside all these things.
所以看作粪土，为着得着基督。
He sees it all as rubbish so that he can receive Christ.
那今天到底什么会影响我们跟神的关系呢
？So what may impact our relationship with Christ today?
常常着这个世界。
Often it's the world.
我们对这个世界的贪爱。
Our love of the world.
这个世界好像第三者。
The world is like a third party.
好像婚姻里面的第三者。
Like a third party in a marriage.
会影响夫妻的关系。
The third party can affect the relationship between a husband and wife.
所以如果没有信耶稣。
If we do not believe in Christ.
我们每个人在世界都有他的理想。
Then we have our own ideals to follow.
但是信了耶稣以后，
But once we come to believe in Christ,
我们就要想这一些理想会不会影响我对信仰的追求。
Then we have to consider, do our ideals impact our pursuit of Christ?
会不会影响我的侍奉？
Okay, will it affect our servitude?
比方说很多人都很想要赚更多钱。
For example, many people want to earn more money.
这是人的本性啊。
And that is a basic instinct.
有很多不同的原因啊。
And we may have our own reasons.
那你要赚更多钱就要更投入。
If we want to earn more money, then we have to be more involved.
你在公司里面就更投入。
We have to work harder in our jobs.
或者你用投资股票你就要更投入。
Or we may have to make greater investments in our stocks.
那人的时间有限，精神有限。
We have limited time, limited energy.
那我们更投入去追求世界上的钱财成就。
So if we put our greater selves into making money and achieving success,
礼拜六如果能够来教会,
if we were to come to church on Saturday,
要感谢神啊,
then we are can thank God.
来到教会, 你没有办法专心啊。
But you can't focus when you're at church.
为什么?
Why?
因为礼拜六到礼拜五太累了。
Because you're too tired from working Monday to Friday.
人可以来, 但是心没有办法专心啊。
We may come here physically, but our mind cannot focus.
那更谈不上侍奉。
And then we can't even talk about service.
我已经累死了，我要怎么侍奉？
I'm already so tired. How can I serve?
所以世界有理想，但是如果为着主耶稣，
So the world may have its ideal, but if we are to know Christ,
我找一个收入没有这么高，
Maybe we should find a job that doesn't pay as well.
但是我有更多时间，更多的精力来追求神，来侍奉神。
But we can have the time and energy to serve God.
这个叫做超越世界。
And that is what it means to rise above the world.
这个需要神的帮助啊。
It requires God's help.
这需要信心啊。
It requires faith.
这需要爱心啊。
It requires love.
这需要对天国有盼望啊。
It requires hope in the heaven.
所以我们的信仰是可以超越世界的。
We can rise above this world through our faith.
为着要得着基督。
So that we can achieve Christ.
当我得着基督，我有什么？
And once we receive Christ, then what?
第一个。
First.
如果我们得着基督，
If we are to receive Christ,
生活一切神会照顾。
Then God will provide all that we need.
因为主耶稣掌管一切。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ controls everything.
有主耶稣跟我们同在，你生活怎么会有问题？
If we have God's abidance, what kind of problems can we possibly face?
最基本生活需要没有问题。
We don't have to worry about our basic needs.
第二个。
Second,
如果我们得着基督，
if we receive Christ,
人生充满着盼望，
then our lives will be filled with hope.
真的是，你往前看，活泼的盼望在哪里？
We will have a living hope ahead of us.
年纪越大，盼望越活泼。
The older we are, the more alive this hope is.
第三个，
third,
如果我们真的得着基督，
if we receive Christ,
天国就在我们心里面，
then heaven will be in our heart.
所以主耶稣说，天国近了。
So Jesus Christ says that heaven is near.
天国在哪里?
Where is heaven?
天国就在你的心里面。
Heaven is in our hearts.
因为路加福音里面讲，天国就是神的国。
Luke tells us that, that heaven is God's kingdom.
有人问主耶稣，神的国在哪里?
Someone asked Jesus Christ, where is God's kingdom?
神的国就在你心里。
God's kingdom is in your heart.
那今天我们怎么体验不到那个天国的滋味呢?
Now how come we can't feel or sense God's kingdom?
因为我们心里打开的都是世界。
Because if we open our hearts, all we see is the world.
你有世界，神就不在里面。
God is not there when it's filled with the world.
如果把世界倒出去，主耶稣进来。
But if we dump out the world, then God can enter.
天国就在我们心里。
And heaven will be in our hearts.
这是实在的。
This is true.
所以信主耶稣可以超越这个世界。
So when we come to believe in Christ, we can rise above this world.
六日劳碌做工。
We labor for 6 days.
神要给我们多少就多少。
God gives us whatever He thinks.
神要让我们做什么就做什么。
And we do what God wants us to do.
满足于神所给我们的。
And we can be satisfied by what God provides.
然后认真来追求神，认真来侍奉神。
And then we could devote ourselves to serving and learning from God.
那这样的超越，到最后就进到最后一个超越。
And once we rise above, then there is one more thing to rise above.
好，我们回来看腓立比书。
Let's look at Philippians.
腓立比书的第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第三章的十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. 14. I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
14节讲啊，向着标杆直跑。
Here in verse 14, it says that he pressed forward towards the goal.
啊，那标杆是什么？
Where is this goal?
啊，直到领受主耶稣从上面照我的得来的奖赏。
The goal is for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
奖赏。
The prize.
这个就是我们人生最后的目标。
That is our ultimate goal.
啊，为什么所罗门的人生结论是虚空的呢？
Why would Solomon conclude that life is vanity?
因为他的标杆是在地上。
Because his goal was in this world.
我心里所想要的，我没有禁止不享受，这个就是所罗门的标杆。
He never limited himself from anything that his heart desired.
活这一辈子就是为着满足肉体的需要。
He dedicated to his life to fulfilling his physical needs.
当你的身体开始在衰退。
But as our body wastes away,
那个失望就越来越大。
Then the more we become disappointed.
保罗的标杆就不是这样。
But Paul's goal was different.
奖赏在上面。
Paul looked for the prize that is above.
所以他一辈子就是朝这个标杆努力。
So he raced for that goal.
所以人生是不虚空的。
And his life was not vanity.
为什么？
Why?
因为我死的那一个时刻，我要上到天国领受奖赏。
Because the moment that he dies, he will rise to heaven to receive his
prize. 有永生，有荣耀。
He will have eternal life and glory.
有什么比这个更宝贵呢？
Is there anything that is more precious than that?
所以在主耶稣里面，我们的人生是可以超越的。
So we, in Christ, we can surpass all things.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
376.
379.